Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 19.
The House will come to order. This evening's prayer will be offered by Representative Penny. We'd ask everyone to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter.
Pray with me. Merciful Father, we praise your name. We thank you, Father, that you are the creator, sustainer, and ruler of this universe. We thank you, Father, that you have selected those who have come to this House of Representatives, Father. We just pray that you inspire minds to thought. Give us servants' hearts to, first of all, serve you, and then to serve our fellow man and our communities and our counties that we represent. We pray for our speaker. We pray for our leadership of this assembly that you've brought together here and those who work to make North Carolina a better place to live. We think of our state motto. It says, where the weak grow strong and the strong grow great. Have that to be the passion of this assembled body that's here. And Father, may what we say and do be pleasing in your sight, which in the powerful name of Jesus we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for February 25th has been examined, and I have found it to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Kidwell moves the journal for February 25th be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Representative Humphrey, please approach the dais. Petitions, memorials, or papers addressed to the House of the General Assembly, the clerk will read.
State of North Carolina, Office of the Governor, February 26, 2021. Dear Mr. Speaker, pursuant to NC General Statutes 97-77A1, I am pleased to nominate Ms. Adrian A. Phillips of Alamance County to serve on the North Carolina Industrial Commission for the term beginning on May 1, 2021, and hereby submit her name for confirmation by the General Assembly. I am grateful for Ms. Phillips' willingness to assume this important responsibility for the state of North Carolina. Attached is her biographical information for your review. Please feel free to call my staff for any additional information. Sincerely, Roy Cooper.
Noted. Chat reels will be noted as well. And the letter is placed on file in the clerk's office.
Introduction of bills and resolutions. Clerk will read.
Representatives Torbett and Blackwell, House Bill 159, Education Law Changes.
Education K-12, if favorable appropriations, if favorable rules, calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives McNeil and Carson Smith, House Bill 160, Retirement Service Purchase Rewrite Part 2.
State government, if favorable state personnel, if favorable rules, calendar and operations of the House.
Representatives Hannick, McElrath, Eiler and Shepard, House Bill 161, Address Abandoned and Derelict Vessels.
Refer to Committee on Marine Resources and Aquaculture, if favorable to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Blackwell, House Bill 162, City of Morganton, Charter Amendments.
If favorable, local government. Refer to Committee on Local Government, if favorable, rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representatives Carson Smith, McNeil, Rydell, and Cleveland, House Bill 163, Treasury Administrative Changes.
Refer to Pensions and Retirement, if favorable, local government, if favorable, to rules, calendar, and operations of the House.
Representative Hodister, House Bill 164, Greensburg, Deannexation.
Refer to Committee on Local Government, if favorable to Finance, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Randall Jones, Isler, and Shepherd, House Bill 165, DOT Legislative Changes.
Refer to Committee on Transportation, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Rogers, House Bill 166, Emergency Management, Powers, Rutherford, Polk County.
Refer to Judiciary 1, Committee, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Rogers, House Bill 167, U.S. Army Special Forces Registration Plate.
Refer to Finance Committee, if favorable to Transportation, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Carson Smith, Kidwell, and McNeil, House Bill 168, Retirement Administrative Changes Act of 2021.
Refer to Committee on State Personnel, if favorable to Pensions and Retirement, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Goodwin, Potts, Everett, and Dahl, House Bill 169, State Health Plan, Data Transparency.
Refer to Committee on State Government, if favorable to Pensions and Retirement, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Candy Smith, Logan, Austin, and Amber Baker, House Bill 170, North Carolina Crown Act.
Refer to Judiciary Committee 2, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Clampett, Carson Smith, Miller, and Moffitt, House Bill 171, Burden of Proof Challenge to a Candidacy.
Refer to Election Law and Campaign Finance Reform, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Clampett, McNeely, Sasser, and Speaker Moore, House Joint Resolution 172, Term Limit for Congress.
Refer to Judiciary 1 Committee, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives McNeil, Bowles, Carson Smith, House Bill 173, Separate Division, Juvenile Justice and Adult Correction.
Refer to Committee on State Government, if favorable to Appropriations, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representative Stevens and Elmore, House Bill 174, Help Those Struggling with Addiction Funds.
Refer to Committee on Appropriations, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Gill, McNeil, and Carson Smith, House Bill 175, Retirement and Treasury Technical Corrections Act of 2021.
Refer to Committee on State Government, if favorable to Pensions and Retirement, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Lambeth, McNeil, and Hurley, House Bill 176, Enhance State Health and Debt Collection Abilities.
Refer to Committee on State Personnel, if favorable to Pensions and Retirement, if favorable to Finance, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Lambeth, McNeil, and Hurley, House Bill 177, State Health Plan Administrative Changes.
Refer to Committee on State Personnel, if favorable to Committee on Health, if favorable to Insurance Committee, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Sasser, Adcock, Potts, and Kristen Baker, House Bill 178, Access to Prescription Drug Cost Information.
Refer to Committee on Health, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Lambeth and Goodwin, House Bill 179, Amend Health Information Exchange Participation Enforcement Mechanism.
Refer to Committee on Health, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Kristen Baker, Davis, Sasser, and Dahl, House Bill 180, Designate Overdose Awareness Day.
Refer to Committee on Health, if favorable to State Government, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives Adams, Yarborough, and Ray, House Bill 181, Wildlife Resources Commission Amendments.
Okay. Refer to Wildlife Resources Committee, if favorable to Marine Resources and Aquaculture Committee, if favorable to Committee on Finance, if favorable to Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House.
Representatives McNeely, Gillespie, Hannock, and Elmore, House Bill 182, increasing meat production and capacity.
Refer to Committee on Agriculture, if favorable, to Marine Resources and Aquaculture, if favorable to Appropriations, if favorable to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Representatives McNeil, Carter, Green, and Richardson, House Bill 183, Juvenile Court Counselor Sensitivity Training.
Refer to Judiciary 2 Committee, if favorable, to Rules Calendar and Operations of the House.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Representative Humphrey. Message from Senate Corporate.
Senate Bill 52, Committee Substitute, Second Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to amend the law that imposes residential restrictions on sex offenders to provide that the 1,000-foot restriction to be measured from the property line or lines of the property on which the school or child care center is located.
Bills for the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. Members, those members who are here, those members who are watching at home, and to the public, Chair will advise that tomorrow mornings we're going to adjourn until 11 a.m., but there will be no votes at that time. Even if there are bills on the calendar at 11 a.m., there will not be votes until 4 o'clock p.m. tomorrow. And so at 4 p.m. tomorrow, we would have votes. The Chair will go ahead and advise the body as well that in the event the Senate does override Senate Bill 37, that we have asked that that be sent by a special messenger this evening, and the Chair would intend to calendar that for tomorrow. For those members who are not here and who are watching, we just ask those members to pay attention to that. They'll know by this evening. They'll know by the end of the evening if it's on the calendar or not for tomorrow for the override. If we do not receive the bill by this evening and we receive it tomorrow, we will not vote on the override tomorrow. We would not vote on the override until Wednesday. The reason I'm making that announcement this way is that on the proxy voting is not permitted on an override vote. The Constitution requires that members be present and voting. So for those members who are watching this from home at other parts of the state, I would simply say to watch and pay attention to what happens this evening. If the House does not receive the veto override from the Senate tonight, and with it put on the calendar tonight, then we will not take up the veto override tomorrow. If we get it tomorrow, we would do it probably on Wednesday this week, but I know the minority leader is not here, but two members of the minority party here, Representative John, of course, Representative Jones, we'll make sure that we send an email out as well. I won't put that on you guys to have to relay that to Representative Reeves, but I'll make sure our staff knows to communicate that as well. But again, so that's the caveat with everything. So as far as this week's planning, we do anticipate having recorded votes tomorrow. We do have a bill that will likely be added to the bill to the calendar tomorrow, and proxy voting would be permitted on that one. It's the other COVID bill that was filed. Mr. Clark, what was that bill number? That way I can... 196, House Bill 196. And that bill, the reason we are having the no vote session tomorrow morning at 11 is so that that bill can be administratively referred throughout the day, because it's going to have, I believe, two committee stops. It'll have to go to the Appropriations Committee, then it'll have to go to Rules. So it is the intent of the Chair that when we come in at 4 p.m. that we will be taking that bill up. I'm unaware of any other bills at this time to be taken up, but obviously if there are, they'll be, we'll give proper notice tomorrow. But that one is, that bill is time sensitive. That does concern the next round of the COVID relief that we want to get passed out of here and over to the Senate. And I'm hopeful that that one will be a unanimous vote as well. We'll see. So with that, notices and announcements, Mr. Clerk, does the clerk have anything? Any members have any notices or announcements? Seeing none, the gentleman from Beaufort, Representative Kidwell, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 2nd at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Kidwell moves, seconded by Representative Warren, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Tuesday, March 2nd at 11 a.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.